got too much involved in Tom Kiker, and I have to cut short the Tom Kiker. I would recommend for those who want to get a greater insight to look at the sources on the Maram Mekomos, which I really can't go through. All those other Rambams we never spoke about. The Moschamot Tomato Perek Aleph. And Toysus and Nozu we didn't have a chance to talk about. And the numerous other things. If you want to look at that Sifta Gemara left on my desk, look there. I just don't have the time to go into it. I really apologize. It's such a beautiful sugya. But it's impossible. I thought we were going to have a Bechina. The Bechina is still scheduled. President's Day. We have to put things in smaller units. But I don't think we're going to get past the first two Simon. I thought four Simon. I can't see us. It's hard to imagine we're going to finish that. So we're going to try to finish up today and tomorrow this in Yonim. Hopefully it's Sunday. We move Ma'am Makarmis for the remainder of Tzadi Ches. And I guess at least part of Tzadi Tes. Maybe more. We'll see. Okay, so I apologize that we can't delve any more deeply into these important inyonim. We're going to open the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tzadi Ches, Sif Aleph, and pick up from the beginning. The opening line of the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tzadi Ches, Sif Aleph, tells us about Min B'Sheino Minu. And the first example is given as Kagon, Chelev Shenis Arev B'Bosa. Jumps the Shach. Aleph, right at the very beginning. Mashma dahainu chelev b'tzeire. Of course. Tarba, fat. So, turn the mechaba hole, tam chelev b'boser, enem shavah. Okay, mashma b'divishar poska. But the Ravan says, no, chelev b'boser is tamam shavah. So, what kind of machlek is the mitzias? No. Mari b'boser, shomei. So, what's he saying? The shach is passing a typical meat and fat. Our tamam not shove, and fatty meat is tamam shove. All right, that's how it is. If you take a look at the Vilna Gaon, Sifkat and Aleph, Vilna Gaon says, Aval Haran, and the Ran is right over here in Chulin as well, Lamed Dalet Amad Aleph on the bottom, Min Bimino. Okay, Min Bimino. You see, the Chalev is considered to be a min basar. Min basar. So, is this really a good raya? Or is it not a good raya? The Vilna Gaon, we get a raya mafereshes. From the Ran, it's min basar. Rabbo say it's always good to see things inside. Why don't you open up the Ran and take a look? Those who have the old print, he tells you what it is in my edition. It's called Sof Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. What does that translate into our pages? We'll see in a sec. Come on, open up your Ran, no matter which version you have. Open it up. It should be on page Tzadi Tes. Okay. Farichola Bahade Basar. Min b'minahu. For those who have my editions, page Tzadi Tes, a bit more than halfway down the narrow lines on the left, and there's even a little thing on the side which tells you, lamed dal lamed beis. So the words which come right before that, harei chelev b'hadei basar, min b'minahu. How do you know? Darminan b'gemar b'sof pirkin kuf gimel. This is just lamed dal lamed beis in the old gemaras. Ochel chelev min achai min atrefa chayev sholosh kolama. Mishum chelev and mishum baser menachai, mishum baser menatreif. I'm a chelev baser ikri. Ah, great raya did he bring, huh? What do you say? Is it a good raya or not a good raya? I'm asking you, the Vilna Gaon's raya is good or no good? Come on, the Vilna Gaon. You can't. How can he say it's no good? Well, Prichora said it's no good. It's a raya, it's no raya. Why is it no raya? If you have a Prichora, some of you have it in the back of your Shulchan Aruch. Some of you don't. I think the green one does not have it, unfortunately, because it should. I want to save a lot of ink, because it's quite lengthy, and needs simonim. But every word of the Frichodesh is really gold. So the Frichodesh here in Sivkot on Zion says, what do you mean? Is it min b'min or not min? It depends! Are we talking about Shmo? Or are we talking about Tamo? The Ran says that it's min echad bishma, right? Bishma. But we're discussing here Tama. It tastes different. Rabos, and of course you and I never tasted Tchelev in our lives. Baruch Hashem, we keep kosher. Did anyone eat fat? And the doctor says, look, you'll go near it. But you guys are young, you still have no cholesterol problems. You get a piece, a nice piece of steak, and there's a grub of piece of fat. I can't, my cholesterol is not allowed me to even go near it. So by me, it's very disgusting for as long as I can remember. But maybe by you guys, you're still young. I'm asking, do you eat it or don't you eat it? There's always fat in you know, a piece of steak or even a lamb chop will have some kind of piece of fat there. Raise your hand if you want to be honest. Who eats it? Does it taste the same as meat?
No,
that's what I thought. That's what I thought. That the shach is right. I don't even know such a thing as a bus of shaman, a fatty meat that tastes the same as fat. Goofa. What do you say, Sammy? Is there such a thing as a fatty meat that tastes as fat? So I don't know what that even means. Okay, so maybe we have it a little bit. But again, the point is that the gross rye is not a good rye because that's talking about Shema. That's a pre-Chodesh and Sifkot and Zion. It's humongous. I can't read the whole thing for you right now. Passions, it's different. Oh, it's a different. It's a Gemara. Grog was a Gemara. On the Tzadiches talks about who Kazesa the Tarba. The Ibitamo Mashayach B'madabola. What do you mean? Just get a kfela. Just get a kfela. Answer. There was no kfela. Oh. There was no kfela. The gross another raya. I mean the gross of cotton olive. His other raya, Rabosai, is a riff. The riff, where's the riff? He tells you over here, La Middalin Oman Aleph. In Dapay Harif, which you will have in front of you. It's right over here. La Middalin Oman Aleph again. You'll find it, I think, in Tzadi Tess in our print. Min b'mino k'gon shumno degid. Do you see it? Who sees it? Who sees the riff? Rabosai, where's the riff? The riff says, min b'mino k'gon shamnunis degid anosha. Okay, that's the very end of Lama Dala and Aleph, and towards the very end of Pesh Tzadi Tess. You see, klar that shamnunis and basar is considered to be min bimino. That's his raya. So I saw the Megillah Sefer rejects the raya based on the Tosis Tzadi Zayin Amad Aleph. Take a look, oh please, Rabbi, say Tzadi Zayin Amad Aleph. Look at Tosis. Tosis the Ramaschil Shani. Shani. Chelet de Mefapea, whole discussion over here, he says as follows. He says, really? Is it really true that that Chelet is Mefapea? What do you want the Mishnah? Masnis Nika Shuman Negid. What's going on? What's the answer? Rabbi Natan, the Rav Ram Mefarish. Came in the Shuman Negid Lomitzer. 1 second. Suggesting over here. 1 second. Shumno shall near the rat man of time. The shumno shall shimno shall get enam ifapea. The fat of a get anush is not so fat. Fat's a relative term. So if you're fat compared to meat, that's really fat. But the shuman of the fat of the get anush, which is almost garnish, that's not really fat, and therefore it's min demino contra the riff, but it wouldn't apply to regular fat. Adkan. So all the Goren's Rias are refutable, rebuttable. And we're left with an understanding that really the Shach is right, the Mechab is right. That's min visha'eno mino. The Prichodesh in that same piece says there's a different kind of meat too. Who is a meat connoisseur here? Who's a meat connoisseur? Anybody? Who? Yeah? Tell me. Vegetarian, they're making jokes. Okay. Who is a meat connoisseur? Does regular meat and liver taste the same?
No.
No? See, all the connoisseurs say no. The Prichodesh says it's all min b'mino. So the question becomes, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the Talmidim in this Shia know more than the Prichodesh? How can it be? It's impossible.
The selection of food nowadays.
Yeah, but it's impossible. What do you say?
It's all technically basar.
I know.
So, you're right.
That's a shame, but we're talking about the time. So the Prichodesh concedes that it tastes a little bit different, not so different. What's this, a little bit pregnant? Not so different? If it's different, it's different. It's Nikar Yisr. Back to Sami Svara. Nikar Yisr, the Chech Yochel Tam we saw in the Rashba. What's going on? What's a little bit? What's it mean? So it came along the Megillah Sefer, back to what we said before in his name. This isn't, we read it before from Os Yud Zayin. This is back at the beginning, I think, Os Aleph. That idea of Nikar, don't take Nikar Yisr literally. Nikar Yisr means Chashivus. And Chashivus has to be significantly different. And the meat and the liver, even though they're slightly different, it's the difference is not large enough to consider the halacha min b'shein amina to us. Yes?
I agree that there are different tastes in meat, but I think like a regular person, if they have the meats in front of them and they're testing one over the other, they could probably tell the difference, but we're not talking about tasting one over the other. We're talking about where you have
I think that even I, who am the opposite, the last one to have any bevinus in meat, can still tell the difference between liver and steak or another meat. I think
if they're mixed into something
even
else.
If I
that,
think
let's
so
say, like, let's say if you have a cholent that has one type of meat and you add in a meat that's
can
usher,
I help you? Yeah,
if you add in a meat that's usher to the cholent, will it tell whether that piece of meat added in the taste.
I think the Prichodesh himself concedes in the difference. The difference is not big enough. What do we mean not big enough? The answer is that Nikar means Chashivus. We had a whole Arichas about it, right? About doesn't play no stand of Gam at the time Chodesh of the Balamod. We don't have time to read now, I'm sorry. And all the other things that this is so, again, saves the day. Now, of course, there were those who disagree. There are those who disagree. And there are those who claim that it is considered to be two different minim. The post can talk about it, but we've assumed that not. Ad kan rabosai, the first thing we're discussing. This is the first important thing. Now we come to part two of today's show. Tasif cotton base. Simen tzadiches, tasif cotton base. What do you say? If you have a question, you don't know if it tastes or doesn't taste, you give it to a goy to taste. Kosev bedrisha. With the Asabi Yisrael and Mitambo Yeshlumo, Shapama Shakon and Bosom in Akatsav, that means from the butcher, Fen Yudua Imaluachu Imlo, Asur Litom Bilishono. You're not allowed to lick it to find out if it's kosher or not. You see here, you can't lick it. Hutamu Amaud! Tabasin Membeis, Gabi Mora, the question whether something is bitter or not. If it's bitter, it's going to be kosher. I'm not going to the Hilchos Treifus right now. Kosev Ahedra, the Torah b'lashono, al kainiris is the taz. The b'teima b'lashon ain bo chashash isa b'vakam sofik. Uv mishamachi hiske b'feresh gabi mara sheyitom b'lashon. You lick with your tongue. Here too, in our sugya, mutter. So the question becomes: so why? Who needs a guy? Give it to a Jew. We trust Jews, not going. Shani Hocha, listen to this now of Tifa Vort. The Hoyat Sorich Lito Maya de Achila Mamish Kdela Hargish and Ye Shom Tam Alkain Sorich Shiita Menu Goy. In other words, here the nuance is it more than is the Issa giving taste in the Heter, is it not giving taste? If you lick it, you're going to miss the point. You need the full richness of the taste. You can't get the richness of the taste with a lick. Come on, guys. It makes me, you know, say about, you have ice cream, you take a lick. Ah, ice cream, Mavina, no, it's not enough to take a lick. You gotta swallow it. You gotta, not enough to take a lick. You gotta have the whole thing. See here too, you wanna know whether this hit has a time of the Yisr or not. It's not just to lick it, you won't get the right answer. You won't know. So Eda Chinami, licking would be mutter, but it won't give you the answer. So says the Taz over here in Sifkot on Beis. And how much exactly must you do to get the real taste? If you take a look at the Mishpatzos of the Prima Gadam on that Tasif Cotton Beis, look what he says. Watch. Hataz says Tima Balash and Shari. Okay, fine. Now, it's a quite lengthy Mishpat Zozov. I can't read the entire Mishpat Zozov, don't have the time. But in here he says the only time you're able to discern whether a piece of heter has a taste of Isser is if you actually swallow it. Usually the taste buds are in our mouths, right? But it's such a delicate thing, until it actually goes down, you will not get it right. You will not get it right. How does he know? How does he know? Because he quotes a rivosh. The question is, what will happen if somebody takes something which is treif, and he puts it in his mouth, and he doesn't swallow it. He spits it out. What level of iser is this? I repeat. What level of iser is someone who puts something in his mouth and spits it out? So the Rivosh says an individual who does that is over an iser derabbanan. It's an iser derabbanan. And the question that becomes, if it's only an iser derabbanan, it should be permissible for you to chew it and spit it out, because it's fake of the Rabbanon le kula. So why over here does it say you can't do it, you must give it to a goy? The answer is the taz, in our particular case, the only way you're going to get the taste completely right to the last nuance is if you actually swallow it. Ad kan divrei ha-mishpat zozov. Here. Mashakosa v'rivosham. It's about, you know, it's a paragraph which begins with the word vihine. Those of you all have the prima gada mishpat zozov base, about halfway through it, a little less, vihine. Okay, in that paragraph, vihine, a few lines in, he goes to rivosh. Tima asurim ad-rabbanan. Okay, fine. Then he goes to a whole discussion, this rivosh, and what the halamic ramifications are. Let's see, even earlier than that, before the vihine, towards the beginning. Rivosh, mim reish peches mavur, l'af bo leo pol, huva d'rabbanon, l'zeh nomar, t'kan b'inan tima sheyiv lamat. And the Taz is achila mamash, l'osh of the Taz is over here, that the reason why you can't rely upon the licking, but you need either achila mamash, he doesn't just mean chewing it, he means actually swallowing it, achila mamash. The way, Rabos, you eat lunch today? Yes, you ate lunch, did you swallow it? Sure hope so. That's achila mamish. Yes.
When he's talking about swallowing it, does that mean the actual thing that you put in your mouth, or even the taste that comes out into your
stomach? Oh, he means you swallow the whole thing. You swallow everything. The whole thing, lock, stock, and barrel. You swallow the.
So if we're going to say time kickers, then why wouldn't even the taste that comes out of it when you chew it be a problem?
You're asking a good question. I'm just telling you so far what he says. But let me go a little bit further, Rabbi Osei, because this Mishpat Zozov is very, very important. There's a Gemara, Rabbi Osei. And the Gemara tells the Masechta Chulin on Daf Kuf Gimel. Let's turn up right away. Please turn to Kuf Gimel. Kuf Gimel. Kuf Gimel and Beis. Big discussion over here. What are they talking about? About the seventh line. Rav Yochanan Omar Chayev Harei Nene Grono Bekazayis Rishlokash and Mapotter Achila B'meyah Bina. We pass him like Rav Yochanan. Little Aleph in line 4. Pass like Rav Yochanan Chayev. It's frek the Mishpat Zozov. Why must you swallow it if we pass it that it's Nene B'grono is Chayev? So then the question becomes, why must you swallow it? Why? Even what's caught between your gums and your teeth is mitzuruf to a kazayis. That's the Gemara in Daf Kuf Gimel. So the question is, what do you mean that on the level of the rice you actually have to swallow it? In the case of the Gemara, Rabbi Osan Kuf Gimel and Beis, you didn't swallow the whole thing, something stuck between your teeth, alpha becomes it counts towards the kazayis. So how can the Rivosh say what he says? That is a good kash. It's found a little bit later on. He says, "Tima mechalas asuras yavid var Torah yesh la'ayin sov perikid anosha kuf gimel beis harinene begrono kafi aner dechech ochal yitam." The same pasuk. He tells us where it is now. Eov yud beis yud aleph. Those are experts in Tanakh. Vayde tam Lama dafka ki bala machayif. Hachazina de mitzdar bin achani chayam akazayis. What's stuck between your teeth? Im name I feel enough in the people of Poland. How in a chiko? Chiko, chiko mamtak. I'm right, the posuk. Your palate. That's his kasha. And what does he say? Vitzarech iyun. That's his answer. Vitzarech iyun. So the Megillah Sefer gives the following answer. You need derech achila. Derech achila, Rabosai. Derech achila. So if you have derech achila, you're going to be chayev. Let me see if I can show this to you inside. It'll be good. Can we still get this from yesterday from the same? I think it's still here? You don't think so? Too many people have passed through? Because one day you got it from the previous day.
Yeah,
that may have been Sunday to Monday before any classes met here. We have our expert who's going to try to outsmart all the other members of the faculty here. Get the same thing back.
No.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, sir.
I thought all the cases that the Mishpat's office quoting and from the Rebash, those are whether there's an Isra Kila or not. But here it's just an easiest thing. We want to know if there's a Tam Isra. So why are we learning out the cases?
I don't know. You're right. That was the first discussion. Now there's the second discussion. The second discussion is, well, look, if you swallow it, if you chew it, and you spit it out, would there be an Isra Daraisa or would there not be? So Rivash said no. So he wants to know. That's part of the whole question from before. Now he's asking a separate question. How can the Rivash jive with the Gemara on Kuf Gimel and Beis? This is part two of the discussion. Oh. So now Rabosai, the answer is, he gives, that in Kuf Gimel and Beis, you ate a normal eating. Normally you ate, and a little stuck between your teeth, your palate enjoyed it, you're chayef. But over here, when you spit it out, it's not a normal eating. It's thank you. Thank you. Yeah. No, it's okay. We'll go back a little bit. So it's not a normal eating. So then you would be putter. It's not a normal eating. That's what he suggests. Okay, see where we're going here. Where are we? Whoa, we go back. What happened? Let's see. I'm looking for a... Oh, no. We overshot by a lot. Let's see. One more. I think we're here. We're home. Let's see. Take one more back, and hopefully we'll get it. Here we go. You know how he starts off? Could use toothpaste. Without hashgacha. Rabbi, who brushes his teeth here? Who uses toothpaste? Who has hashgacha on the toothpaste? Does any toothpaste have hashgacha?
Yes. Yeah.
But Adwi. Oh, you're I use Colgate. Does Colgate have hashgacha?
No.
No? Okay, so now I'm in it with you together. How do you use Colgate? No hashgacha. So he says, well, you don't swallow it. Tima. Shuta Rivash, you saw. If you no Isra Daraisa, they're Rabbanan. You may have to swallow it. Okay? You may have to swallow it. Okay. That being the case, here we go, he quotes our prima donna. I think about Kuf Gil. Here's the kasha. This kasha I just showed it to you. Kuf Gil and Beis. Right? So the answer is Rebbe Osai as follows. Sorach sheyochal kederach ha'ochlim v'yoschayim al hanos grono dafka bebola v'heki then the tzarek mashanish menechani chayim etc. Aval nosen lepiv upole lo nechshav sheyochal kederach ha'ochlim v'chein potav shenene grono because ice. Shkos v'shloim mazam is exactly the same answer. Exactly. He says that he shouldn't he says what a guy with a someone who's sick who can't eat, swallow the morrow. Chew it and spit it out. Shlomazam says no dice. No good. Even though I know it's grown is enough, you have to have a normal derech achila. So Shlomazam is chumra. Okay. So far so good. Can't read the whole thing, no time. Yes, sir.
Does that mean that
if
you, can you brush your teeth on a fast?
Oh, that's a good question. Me'ikir adin, you're allowed to brush your teeth on a fast day. Me'ikir adin. Ramos has a minig on the Tanis Tiba not to do so. So I tell people, if you're afraid to walk the streets before you brush your teeth, cover up Riyah Shaila, so then you leave out Yom Kippur for the moment. But for the other fast days, there's leaves room to be made on the cover of Riyah Rabbanan, and it's Mikra didn't put there anyway. But if you can handle it, you can handle it.
What about even just like washing out your mouth? Because even like that, they say.
It's also the same thing. You may swallow, you may swallow the water. That's the problem.
You may swallow. Mouthwash.
Does anyone ever swallow mouthwash, Abbas? You're not supposed to.
It happens.
You all the time. So again, if you have to do it, you should do it. But if you can do without it, Rabbi Osayim, if you can do without it, you're better off doing without it. If you can, I repeat, if you can. Okay. Now, Rabbi Osayim, what did Taz say? The Taz says, "Hine das Taz, im konu bos leodim im nafla im nimlach rather mutalitam beloshim." He brings a rhyme from Membeis by. Okay, fine. Prima Godim says, "Lorak tima beloshen muteres, elagam lo says the soul piva liflot. The kema the isa tima rak with rabbana the rivosh, sega the rabbana lakula." Aye, why do you give it to a guy? He said, "Because you can't get the nuance until you actually swallow it." This is the Prima Godim we saw. Abba Bechavas Da says, "No." The Lashon Ataz means, forgive the pun on the word Lashon, to rak tima b'lashon itiru b'makom safek. V'lo la'achlis l'sol piv v'liflo. Do you hear what's going on? Only to lick it is mutter, but to actually take it in and spit it out would be prohibited according to the Chavas Das. According to the Shach, is even more machmir. Shach Membeis, cholak al Ataz. And he holds like the Marashal, also, little chok abos a little shonah. You can't. Aye, by kovet hikilu. No. Lo shchiach shinot al hamora. Al pirov yimta sham tamar. There would be no problem of treifus. Okay? And some say it's not even treif, even nitl hamora. It's two sveikas. It's to be passed like the shach, rabosai. And therefore, aloch al amaisa, rabosai. You're not permitted to lick tarfus. Sorry, guys. You're not going to do it. Shach is an isa gomer. To lick tarfus, and he quotes it over here from the Pischei Tshuva. Rabbo said Pischei Tshuva Aleph. Take a look. Pischei Tshuva Aleph quotes the Taz, quotes the Shach. By Mora Sharalitom, why? The Korav Adova Shiitom Tamar. Masha di Lavochi, Af Te'ima Beloshon, is Aser. And he writes the Prima God and writes exactly the same thing. Hochi Kaimalon. And you're not allowed to lick something to see if it's Maluach. You're not allowed to. Halacha Lamaisa. You're not permitted to do it. We paskin like the Shach, that's absolutely prohibited. Let's assume a level of the Rabbanan. Let's assume, comes the Tzemach Tzedek. They want to know, can you taste Boris to see if it has Melach Kol Tzarko? He says, Afa gav the dover pshupogum mid the Rabbanan mir osu l'chatchila. You may not eat the nos and town of Gav. L'chatchila, it's potter of osur. Hanadavka l'achila. Aval et ima shari lechatchila, the teima eno osa lebed rabbanon, uved rabbanon lo gazru. Get the impression from here, the bechol yisur the rabbanon shari teima, even to taste it with your mouth. And that's how the son of the Tzemach Tzedek understood it. Okay, does everyone agree? No. Should know. Rudus is only matter to mebaloshin. Even that only mother isur pogum for lo b'chol isur the rabbanon. Rabbi say not all these two the rabbanon created equal. Why is pogum more kal than other isur the rabbanon? Who wants to give a guess? A good guess. Why is pogum more kal than other isur the rabbanon? Anybody? Look what he says over here. He says only pogum, and why? Because not a Behuda. Why? He says, beautiful. The Hayos for Easter Atima, who may Hashashem Yivla Enu, for the Chain be Easter Pogum, Yesh Lahatir. Then Lochosh does that. No one wants to swallow a bit of pill. So therefore, there's no Chash, you may swallow it if it's Pogum, as opposed to other Rabbanans. Al Pizez, Akhtamigila Sefer, Yesh lahat lashimish b'mishchas shinayim, Colgate's toothpaste. Kevin shetama pogum. Well, they make a big idea. They spend millions of dollars both in producing and advertising. That's a very good taste. But still, Rabosai, everyone sit down for breakfast and eat toothpaste?
The children's toothpaste.
Oh, let's leave that out for the moment.
It's not for swallowing.
No one eats toothpaste. It's not edible. Therefore, the kosher of those who Ela Shaprima Godim, Iko Adin Yesh Tahat, Katsamach Tzedemach Tala Brocha. Prima Godim is saying when? Vada Yisr. Kanura Chashash Yisr. Efsha She'ein Sorach Lahachmir. That's all. Unless it's a kind of a kid's toothpaste that's sweet. For Adam Lo Nimna Milav Lo Osa. Then you shouldn't do it. I never swallowed on purpose Colgate's toothpaste. I hope you never did either. Therefore, feel free to use it. There's a very important discussion over here. Halacha Lamaisa. Okay, yes.
Sometimes looking at like
when
recipe, like there's like a little bit left
in
your mouth, you swallow. It's like a little.
That's absolutely nothing. Okay, Rabbosai. Talking about halacha lamaisa, look, if you think this is important, Rabbosai, some people married in this room, catch this now, how poor this is going to be. Yes.
What about non kosher gum?
No, usser. Because there you want the flavor. That's different.
But there's a
shash
of whether it's mutter or not.
It's not mutter. One rabbi said it's mutter, famous rabbi, but I don't think he's right. Right. Oskim, I don't want to get involved in politics. Let's learn, yeah. Same as what? No, but no, that's not the same. No, you're brushing your teeth because you want to. The reason, why do you use toothpaste? Because you're taking a rough brush, that's ridiculous. So you would make it a little bit, make it go down easier, make it more pleasant. So that's why you're using that toothpaste.
I mean, kids eat it, so.
Kids eat it? Then that's, I can't. You know, there's a famous story. You know, there's a famous story. They want them to say, is Nifsel Mechiles Kelev or not? It's relevant. So they gave it to the dog, and the dog ate it. You see? Ah, this dog doesn't know what he's doing. You know, so the kids don't know what they're doing. Right, halacha. Listen, it's very important, Rabbi. This is such an important nakuda coming up. There are many shitas. He gives you a quick summary. Tois needs a kfeila. The Rosh kfeila and mesil lefitumo, the biggest chumra. The Rashba says either one works, the biggest kula. And the Rambam says you don't need either one, any goy, the biggest kula. Fine. He wants to know. According to the Tosis and the Ran, Nachtom Eino Meshakel Lo Yafsed Umenuso Yesh Lumal Mizeh Gam Li Yisrael La Choshed Lav Al Yisurim Dafter Kaimel On the Choshed Al Adav Al Adon Al Amido Yikol Mekol Im Uman Bedav Yesh Lo Nemonis De Mirtis Hov Im Yitofes Keshakron Yafsed Umenuso. Lose the job. Chen Amad De Bar. He's talking about an Eretz Yisrael. Now in America, it's even it's going. In Eretz Yisrael, they're usually Jews. Lahate isha lebailo al smach divi harofe haomer shesh isha maka hamotzi adam. That's not dam neither. Av sharofe choshed al adover. He's saying a nice way to say that the non-religious Jew is a doctor. He doesn't keep it as neither. Uchumeduma shalomatzinu mokar achel lekach begemara el irak b'divi hatoisus vara shabiru kenes hanemonas shalatimas goy b'yisurim. It's mefurish in Hilchos Yom Kippur. Even a rofe goy is believed. No, that's no raya. Shani hosam the gam rofe goy or rofe choshed bekocho lasas lanu sfekus v'safik pikuach nefesh lahokil adai lo muchach she'ef shelismuch alav gam lahokil b'yisurim. The only place in all of Shas, anywhere, all of Shas. I don't know anything about Shas. He knows all Shas. This rabbi. Only place in Shas is that one line Tosis here we saw. That a kfeil is believed because of Umal Maram Nasr. This is the only place in all of Talmud Bavli with Rishonim. You'll find it. The Tosis are one line, Mamash, a one line Tosis. This is what it's all about. Tosis over here, Samchina na kfeila, Sadi Zayin and Aleph, Afagav the Akam Hu, Kevin the kfeila Hu, Lo Meshaka, Shliyav Sodom Nusa. On this basis, we rely on doctors who say, there's a Maka, and the woman's with Teres Lavala. Wow, can you believe this? This is incredible. Don't give me Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is different. Yom Kippur is different. Okay. This is Lechora. is the only source. It's only one problem. The Shita Zu of Tosfos after Gamar Rashba Heviya B'tor Shita Ikaris Avalo Kol Rishonim Maskim Lezeh. Rashi in the Rosh Nir Shmachmirim of the Rashba quote says, hey, no, Kfeil is a Nachtum, you need what? Mesiach Lefitumo, otherwise it would not be believed. Umashma Shemashu Nachtum Zelevad Eino Maspik Pishvil Shlahamino. That's a serious problem, Rabbi Osai. There's so many Rishonim who hold that way. So how do we allow? How do we rely upon a non-Jewish doctor to say what he says in Hilchos Nida? That's what's coming up. Nope. So now halacha lemaisa. What do you do? Did the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tzadiches Aleph say a word about Uma Lamar of Nusso? Is it you find it in Mechaber anywhere? It's right in front of you. You have, oh, look inside Tzadiches Aleph. It's not there. He never mentions a word about it. Doesn't say a single solitary word. Nothing. Nothing is here which tells us that anything about this concept of Uma Lomarim Nasi. It's just not here. So if it's not here, it's a problem. So how are we going to rely upon the guy? The fact that it's not here is pointed out already in the Gra in Sifkot and Hay. This is on the Maram Mekomis. The Gra Sifkot and Hay. But Tzarech Iyun. Lama Hishmit Kfela the name of Bacholinyan. Why did the Mechaber leave out Shitas HaTosfos? He left it out. Psh. Okay. The Shach also is partial to this particular opinion. But no one else says that way. The Rambam says he's not believed. So how can it be? So if he's not believed, so how do you believe a doctor? Look what he writes. Look at this. He says, quotes the Gra. The Dina Naktina Kanach Rishonim Sheuma Nema Meshim Lomar B'Cheskoso. You know, it seems to be against the Shulchan Aruch. But then he says, not all the time. You sometimes see people Shavkil Lehem Unusayu. They're not really reliable. How do you know? Rama quotes, we don't rely on a Timas Goy, Chashudim L'Shaker. It's against the Gemara, Rabosai. The answer is that nowadays is different. Let's take a look. Af Umnim Shebehem, Chashudim L'Shaker. Then he goes to Bir Halacha. In Hilchos Tiferes Yisrael, b'zman hazeh yesh l'siyashe b'davar, im lismoch al rofe goy, even in Yom Kippur, came with the shafki lehem nusayah, the l'chol choli, kal, over m'shei yistakein, even rofe Yisrael ha-chashudim, l'avad evre Torah, hein the misana b'yom Kippur, so then tzorachi and rav, im lismoch aleyem, u'masach shadavar tol b'ros eni ha-moreh, so the b'kuach nefesh, have no choice, safi b'kuach nefesh l'hokil. What about a comment that says Isurim, Ish the Makas Shemotzi Adam, Latil the Baila? Maybe all. In this book, Ella Barofe, watch this. She Rabbi Melukuchos of Emshom Torah Mitzvahs. He has many patients who are from. Fiesh Chazaka, Lomarim Nasus. The world gets around and his clientele, they lied. He'll be here, no one's going to go to him. Minister Shaka, Avalo Barofe, Fiesh Locha Shaka, Minister Shaka, a doctor. To be careful. Interesting. Good over here. Very, very interesting. Very, very interesting. So now, Rabosai, perhaps it comes to yet another issue. And that is, how quickly can you determine him to be a fraud if he is in fact is lying? The Shach has a long discussion over here of Sidkot and Beis, right? What did he say at the end of Sidkot and Beis? At the end. Davka hecha delekel emekem alad lemilsa, hu den goy mesich lefituma nemen beis v'toru. But if it's Ikamek Lamilsa, Latima Lakfela, you rely upon him. This is the Shach at the very end of Sifkot and Beis. The Sif say Das, the Primi Godin, at the end of Sifkot and Beis. Look at this. Look what he says. He says like this. He says, Uladina, the last two lines. Tirets. The Ikamek Lamilsa, Miyad! And it's one letter, three, one word, three letters. Mem yud dalid. He be caught a liar on the spot. The merit is he would get caught in the lie in 1 second, as opposed to be as caught in the lie later on, till the other thing. He's not so worried about being caught in a lie. This is, he may therefore actually be lying to you. And that's what the question is, Rabbi Osai. Comes up in another area of halacha, which is the poskim quote from Simon Peivov, talking about various eggs. You trust a guy that the what the egg is a kosher egg or not a kosher egg. A whole discussion, which the poskim have over here. The Gra talks about it in Sifkaton Vav. Whole discussion about the various eggs. And there, lo dami le beitzim, the sover dafka be Yisrael. You know why? Shem the Gra end of Sifkaton Ney. Lo avidi le gluye kemo kan. What does it mean? It is avidi le gluye, but not kemo kan. Not right away. And therefore, a goy has a greater degree of credibility. There are those who claim that the reason why the poskim say even here for Keret he has less credibility is because there it's black and white. Either it's a kosher species or a non-kosher species. One or the other. Whereas here it's a matter of taste. So, whoa, I didn't taste it. You taste it. I didn't taste it. So it goes the svarak and gora bosai in both directions. It goes in both ways. I'm not going into all the details of bosai right now. Fine. Now, halacha lemaisa, we know that kol yisum shem b'torah we pass the b'shishim. We saw the mefurish gemara in Avtzadi Ches Amud Aleph. Okay? And we have the shita of Rashi, you need samach and a kfela, so the kasha the ran, just reviewing briefly. Then these women samchin and akfela. The kfela is only going to make it worse, not going to make it better. That's the Ran's kasha. Okay? Must be, and if you don't know if there's 60 or not, everyone has to agree that you rely upon a kfela. If there is 60, presumably you don't even need a kfela. If the kfela says that it's also a taste, then it's going to be awesome. That's what we paskin halacha lemaisa. Tosus says over here in Tzadi Tesem and Aleph, take a look. Tzadi Tesem and Aleph. Open up. Tosus, Elo, the last Tosus on Tzadi Tesem and Aleph, what do they say? They say there, if a Kohen tastes it, and there's no Tima, doesn't taste, there's no taste of the Truma. Zero. Zero. Kohen taste is nothing there. Vafilu bepocho seyobotel itame kohen benosin tam. Not like Rashi. Rashi says there are minimums. There's a minimum of 60, and if it's let's say it's 2%, and the kohen tastes nothing, Rashi said it's usher anyway, and told us that's ridiculous. It would be absolutely permissible. Mefurish atosis. That's how most paskin halacha lemaisa. Most. The Ramban has a bit of a pshara. If it's be'en, you need 60 no matter what, like Rashi. If it's only tam, you don't need 60. You rely upon the kfela. What's the lumdus? So the Bach says, if it's be'en, and more than 1/60th, you don't trust the guy. He's probably lying. And he's sure would be believed. But this is not so true that this Bach is correct. There are reasons to reject the Bach, which I'm going to show you in print right now. Just to save time, I'm showing you here. Oh. The Biashid is a Ramban, this Pshara, because of a Bach. The Benimcha Gufo shall Iser ain't Sonk and Alagoi, Shomesh ain't Tam, Kevin shall be Rov, Hatam Mugash, Vipokos Mishishim. From here, the shkuei meshake, rakish alo yodim kama nifrad on imche, oz somchin al dvarov kevin sheev shalitlos sheishishim. That's how the Prima Gadim sounds as well. Ulefize. This is correct. The Bach says, even called the Rabban, Timas Yisro will help. Even Nimcha Gufo Shalisa Deina Meshaken. The promise is against Iran. The Ran says, Yesh Har, this is, we saw this Ran already, Laman Hamid Beis. Sheesh Har Be Yisurim Shafilu Be Eser Be Esrim. Ain't him knows the time. I show you this twice. It's even in Butler in 10 and 20. Right, but Galal Sheesh Yisur Shinos the time. Be Enamino Be Shishim, the maximum. Going bust on the cop with the Gemara's example. The Ran says most things are but even if it's only 10 or 20 times, Kavachama 50 times. So what's Takap Shah in the Ramban? No, the Ran. Again, Lamed Dalid in Dapa Yarif. We saw this also inside. Let's see it again. Shechachamim hishu midoseim l'shar kol yisurim shebetorah b'shishim v'lo itir b'pochas b'shish b'zeh av shagoy nema lo mash ein tam. So what? Raka shalo yodim kama yisar ev yafshalil sheh shishim osom ken al timoso. This is a pshat in the Ramban. Either many yisurim don't give time even beyond 10 and 20. Yeah, that's different. That's different. Yeah. Okay, let's watch this. Masha Mekilim Litlo Shia Shishim will be Suffolk. We assume the Shishim. We don't know for sure, but it's going to be its own Shabbat Derabbanan. Okay, that's the Derabbanan. Aye, if there is no Shishim, why are we so strict? The Ran again explains. Otherwise, Im Kain, listen carefully. You call Isurim b'Suffek, v'cholechad Yishar b'Kiros Einov, v'yokal le'atzmo, v'lochein chachamim hishu midoseim. And they said, Rabbi Osai, that we have to have a set amount of 60, right? And if we don't know, we have to be machmir. V'kolze k'shebom l'hokal kodem timas k'feilem. This being the case, Nimcha Gufa Shal Yisr, even Timas Yisrael won't help. The Chachamim Hishu Midoseim, you always require 60 no matter what. And the Chavazah is exactly the same thing. So Rabos is very important. Lemaisa, these kind of cases, you're going to need 60. And even if there's no time, that's what he suggests over here. That's what he suggests. And he quotes a riot. What's the riot? Somebody quotes a riot. Not sure if I'm falling at the right place. Let's see. Why don't you turn about into the Shulchan Aruch? Simon Kuf, Oz Beis. Siv Beis, rather. Give a look. Simon Kuf, Siv Beis. Take a look. Simon Kuf, Siv Beis. Simon Kuf, Rabosai, Siv Beis. He says, you always need 60. Right? You always need 60, even if it's a question of Gin Anasha. Gin Anasha, if you pass an Ein Beginim and no Sin Tam. The last line is in base. Imanimocha Gidim and Anika Torah Gamken Shishim Kenegdo. So you need 60 every single case. Rabosai, over here in Simon Tzadiches Sif Aleph, it doesn't sound that way. What's Shulchan Aruch saying? Simon Tzadiches Sif Aleph. He says, you have chalev got mixed in, right, into the basar. Let a goy taste it. No taste? It's okay. But maybe you don't have 60. So how do you reconcile this steer between Simon Tzadiches Sif Aleph and Simon Kuf Sif Beis?
This is a serious question. So here, somewhere in here, he discusses this. Find exactly where it is. You hear the question?
Bottom right.
Is that the bottom right? Here it is, correct. Thank you. This is a very, very important point. Extraordinarily important for now and even for next week. When we do the new inyanim, keep this in your computer chip. You have to remember this piece. Watch what he says. Masha Barambam, that I asked you to see. The Masha Bimin Bimino Tzorach Shishim Eino Gzeiro Tashenomino, as the Rush that we saw a few times, right in the Ran. As a din chodosh, look at this now. Shechachomim lo histapku bibitul berov. Histapku in the case of maspik, enough. Vigdilu ashir abitul vitzrichu sheove dover haaser beotsem miuto. That's a beautiful poetic phrase. Maimonides used that phrase. The Rambam. Who wants to give a translation? Otsem miuto. You have a Hebraic stand in the back? What's Otsem Miuto? The strength of its minority. It's a minority of a minority. Not just a minority. It's one less than 1/60. It's a, you'll get, come on, give me a better phrase. Otsem, the power of a very, very strong, it's hard to say in Hebrew, you know, we say a strong majority. In Hebrew we have an expression Otsem Miuto. We don't have a parallel in English. It's minuscule. I mean, that's the best I can do. It's not just some minority. It's minuscule. Very, very small. Less than 1/60. Look here. V'chachamim nasnu shir chodesh lebitl. Shem shem etrumah etzricha bitl b'meo v'orlo b'kliya kerem etzricha bitl b'masayim. Kach b'chulin etzricha shiz batl b'shishim. U'matzu smach l'davar b'tzroa b'shelem. U'lefizeh tzarech. Watch this now. Watch this punchline. Tzarech loma. This is very, very important. Yeah, we pass it in Sif Aleph that if it's 2%, but it doesn't taste like anything, it's mutter anyway. I have to otsim miyuto. Look at this. Hayne mishum shezegufa sheho isra in a nosen tam beheter zemore al otsim miyuto. Otsim miyuto is one of two things. Either it's less than 1/60 of mim bimino. Or mimshen amino, or you don't taste it. The fact that you don't taste it, even though it could give taste, because mimshen amino, follow me. Normally, pork does give taste in potatoes. Now I had pork and potato. I don't taste the pork at all in the potatoes. That's otsa miyuto by definition. The entzorok lebitl mishishin calls a shayach rak bedover sheish bekocho lo says tam. Pork can give taste in potatoes. Fine. Look at this irony. Paradox. We pass it ain't beginning, but no same time. Ain't zemore al otsem miyuto. So therefore, the fact that there's no taste of the gid in this humongous pile of potatoes proves nothing. Because even if there was one potato, it wouldn't give taste. Proves nothing. And this is the sort of the Ad Yehuda, Rabosai. And therefore we pass it against the Ramban. Timas Yisrael will work because it's mid b'sheno mina. This is a fascinating nakuda. It's absolutely fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. Very, very important. It's going to come up in the future as well. Very, very important. Very, very important. Oh. Now, this basis, he wants to knock out the Chavas Das. What did Chavas Das say? Chavas Das said, arguing on the Shach, he shows you can never rely on a team of Yisrael. Never. Never. Always need 60. What's his raya? Shebi Isur Davuk Remember Dovak? We had Dovak last month. Remember that? In Sadi Beis, we had Dovak. Remember that? The Hanan? Watch this now. Shebi Iser Dovak. Gon Chelev had Dovak Bechatichas Basar. Das Ramo. Shet Sarach Shishim Kenegar Akol. Velo Arminon. Shachelev Achaticha Dvuka Shenas is Nevela. Lo Yitztarfu Yachad Lesor. Shere Tameim Shonim. Vivitim Akfele Lo Yagish Tam Shalechad Mehem. Why don't we say that? Why don't we say Isur Davuk should be mutter because he'll the kfeil will taste neither of them? Elavadai shadas ramo lahatzrich shishim kineged ha'isur af shlo negashtava. Kedas Rashi shev yatur olam binin shishim lo mol timas kfeila afilu b'lo nimcha gufa shalis. That's what he says. He wants a paskin like the Rashi. Ka, how can that be? How can that be? Zetamua. Shiramo Yifsok the Kalokadas Rashi Akashakola Rishonim Tomualov and the Skashola Misugasagamara. So this the Chavaz Das is Terence is a Pile Ploim. He don't pass like Rashi. No, we're back to the original question. Isa Dabuk. No, why don't we say Rabosai? Let the Kfela taste it. It'll be okay. Look what he says. Look at this beautiful idea. The Shani Sadovik, why? The Masha Eno no Saint Tam Eno More Al Otsam Yudashal Iser. Why? Alame Acha Vahachele Vahaticha Tameim Shonim Lochain Enom Nosnim Tam Beheter. For lo machmas Otsam Yutam. What does Sadovik mean? I'm 1% of the sum total, which is Treif. It bumped into another 1% equivalent, which is kosher, and they got cleaved together, dava, cleaved, stuck together. Not the whole thing gets mixed into everything else, so we paskin it's osur. Why? The tkvela won't taste it. Here's the answer. We paskin, isur, dava, they both become osur. Aye, now the tkvela won't taste it? No! The tkvela won't taste it because the tkvela is only tasting the original isur. He's not tasting the isur davuk. Isur Davik is Mino. But Isur Davik became Treif, to Chanan, the equivalent. So therefore the fact that the Goy didn't taste it is meaningless. Because you have two Kazes which became Treif, the original Isur and the Isur Davik. And the fact that he doesn't taste it just shows that the original Isur is only 1%. We have to Mevatel both Kazes. You know, 120, not 60. A Meir Digavart. It's Chazer again. Paradoxically, the only time we say that the taste buds of the kfeila will permit it is in a case in which, if this piece of iser would give taste and could give taste and doesn't give taste, that's otza miyuta. But over here, where you have iser davuk, where the second kazayis, which is cleaved to the first one, has no independent taste of iser, but it's still counted as iser, then the fact that the guy doesn't taste it is meaningless. I'm not even tasting. That's his yisod. This is a very major yisod over here. Very, very important nakud over here. I think it's a very beautiful idea here in the Megillah Sefer. Osvav. If you didn't understand what I just said, read it again. Read it again. See it again. See it again. Okay. So now Rabosai, I want to show you a couple of Rabbi Kiva Eges. Always, we haven't seen enough inside the text. Kiva Eges always Levedik. Turn to Rabbi Kiva Eger, I ask you to see here in Siman Tzadi Ches, Sif Aleph. And also, we have to cover some more ground. I'm trying to leave out the complexities that we spoke about the last couple of days. Forgive me again for those who wanted to go into it. I just have to make a decision over here not to do it. Take a look at Rabbi Kiva Eger. Kiva Eger asks Akasha, the Ramah says, we don't rely on a kfeila. Ain't no ganachshav. Lo yodati tam. We saw this already last. When did we see this? A few days ago. Lo yodati tam nochen lezeh. Ula yesh loma. Anan chashina lechumas kol hashitas. The chashina dilma kfeila chayna b'mesir lefitumo. Ukfeila mitzad bekiyas. So without mesir lefitumo, there's no hetera. Mesir lefitumo, we're afraid, based upon an umal lomarim nasa. And you require that it should not be mesir lefitumo. As the Rabbeinu Gershon, the Shachs Mechut. So the Rebbe Kiva Eger, according to this, He said, Rabbanan, it should work if you tumo. We don't find such a thing. Rashi, lo shishna ani tima. No, then even Timas Yisrael shouldn't work. That's what Bekiv Egel gets sort of stuck over here. We already pointed out that someone asked the question of having two goyim. If you have two goyim, one will be Mesil Levitumo, and one will be an Uman. So that makes it for Bekiv Egel even a little bit more difficult. More difficult. And Rabbeinu Gershon is also not so gewaldic. Right? So the simple pshat is, the reason we don't listen today, because the goyim have changed. Give me an old-fashioned goy who had a nemanus. Now we no longer have nemanus. Things change. That's the push-up shot to answer this question. Right. Says the next Rebbe Akiva Egel. Timas Yisrael Samchinon. Okay. L'chora kosher. Lidi Dan. What do mean Lidi Dan? Ramo Ashkenazim. The Kayim L'Nechatik HaNasim Nevela B'Shari Surin. Imkei Neymo. The chulim nichnasim b'tshuma, v'chakach sheyotzim having min b'mino to be in shishim. You can't tell by a kfeila, even in Yisrael, you won't be able to tell what's going on. Min b'mino kfeila won't work even in Yisrael. Let me make my tama. That's what Bekiv Egel's kash over here. The old Chanan. Min b'mino. Wants to be fair in kufchesim and beis. You need min b'mino. You need shishim. The kfeila is not going to work. Obviously. Obviously, that's the cash. Yeah, it's a very interesting teretz. He says, "Kodem shenocha yoramir sichosa." The pot is still boiling, and it didn't have a chance to give out any taste. A shvecha teretz. That's what we're talking about. Hard to believe. Hard to believe. So this is a big cash over here. How do you get out of this problem? So this issue, Rabbo says, is quoted by the Chavos Das. Please turn, if you don't mind, to the Chavos Das. Where's this Chavos Das? In Simon Tzadi Beis. Please turn, I want to start a little bit inside. Okay? Tzadi Beis. You can find here. And there's a cotton aleph. Like this. Hinei shishim lav shir bitlu. Though the famim sagim apogos mishishim. Shakfeil omer she'ein bo tam. Rak shechazal shirub shebishishim la'olam lekatam. Chutz mi melach v'tavna shematamin v'yosim mishishim. We call it milsa avidu latam. We'll get to that the end of next week. Okay. Uvesimen kufes if yudalid mavuar. Da melach ad belua bedam. The Misharan Kilo Kulo Da. Then a Nesri Chomel Mea Osim. Remember, what was this question last time? We spent weeks on this. Ein a Nesri Yochel Esa Nu Elo. Bokshi Isat Yochel Elo Shon. Okay, so this is the way the Chavos Das is going in this direction, in a certain Nakuda over here. And the question is, if you follow this Chavos Das to its extreme, to its extension, where exactly is this going to lead you? Oh. Quotes over here, Abosai. Shulchan Aruch says, as we said before, Kufes if you dalit. Melech shebelua midam is batel b'shishim. It's not more chamer than the dam itself, the melech tastes. So too, he says, Rotev, which is belua b'chaticha, will not aser more than the chaticha itself. That's what he points out over here. I'm not going into all the protim, I just want that Chavos Das is important. Comes Imre Baruch on the bottom and says, Sarachim,
the comparison is flawed. Hasa makulish shadai im yesh shishim neged hamelech. V'atam kevin de'ein adam yochol lispashet yosim yishishim l'kach gam ha'nesem imenu eno osir rak al shishim. Aval gabi grisin begadna d'lek ha'shishim. Afal pikein ein tam ha'grisin nirgash ba'adoshim. Ein lehokim b'zeh mitzad ha'klal she'en ha'nesem chomim eno osir. To v'stam kol isa daininen ki yochol lispashet b'tamo b'shishim. Right now, so you maybe didn't swallow so much. Should require 60 no matter what. This is what the Imre Baruch is quibbling with the Chavos Das. And this Nakuda, a little bit obscure, I both say, if you have a chance, you should look it up on your own. I both say, I have to cover more ground, as I said. Listen very carefully. We discussed an issue as follows. Av chelev nevela and chelev shchuta. Two different chelevs. One is asur and one is mutter. And they got mixed in. I taste the chelev! Before I know, I'm tasting chelev shchuta. The two are identical in taste. What should it then be? Should it be asur or should it be mutter? The prima gadam has a suffix in this nekuda. A suffix and prima godim. So this, Rabosai, suffix and prima godim, is this, again, to save time, I have to just show you here. This is, a tremendous time saver. I want to show it to you. Give me a second. To get this time saver. One more. Watch this. Haprima Godim Nistapek Baofen Shenaflu Kazayas Psa Shuta Uksayas Psa Nevela Lashishim Zese Yerokos. Im Osim in a Torah, because you do taste meat, O Mutta Fibad Rabbanan, to these extremes. Haim no Madekevan Shea Shishim Beeno Mino Kenegara Iser. Here's the famous posgadiyov. That's his kash. Shail. Uva ofen shebehete yesh rov kenegad isur mevatlo vadeshemutim and ator. Kama drabonim mutim yesh besacha kol shishim. Asafik uba ofan shesh machta o rov iser hayim haheter ma'ores iser. Prima Godim has a few places, but he has the child. Says the Megillah Sefer, I'm sorry, it's Mefurash Beis Yosef. Can you imagine that? Mefurash Beis Yosef. Where is it of all places? Hilchos Shabbos. If all varvenosin b'Shabbos melach l'sol kedero, put salt into a pan on Shabbos, and this is on a fire. If you cook on Shabbos, the food is asur. Nonetheless, hamachal mutter, da melach botel al gabe hamachal. Yes. Yes. Hold on. The av shedomer haasur the time in a botel. Shani hocha. That is zevis egoreng. Holuk for nimlach berem Shabbos. What do you see? And the Ran says, even if Zev is a Gorm is Asur, it's only Gormim Shemahavin is Adomer, Mamid, etc. Not but no stay time. Primagon left this all out. He left it out. Should have mentioned it. That's the shalat he has over here. Pashup shat. We should say that it's completely permissible. Permissible. Should be had to go. Should be had to go. Is there any Gemara to prove this? A Gemara? Yes. Rava Daf Kuf. Rabbi Yehuda holds min b'mina b'davar acher. Salik esmina k'mishenu. Ve'enu min rabba mevatlo. The Gemara's mashma. Ein tzorach shia b'eno mino shishim k'neged kol amino. U'mas b'shia shishim k'neged amino shel iser. V'advorom b'forash l'adib b'rashi shom. Gemara v'odazara. Chazer again. Yamin u'mino and davar acher, which is eno mino. So we say salik. Right? We say salik. And you don't require that the eno mino is 60 times the entirety of the mino. It's enough that it's 60 times the min ha'isr. Why? But the min ha'heter also gives taste. The answer is it doesn't count. It's coming from a davar ha'mutter. It's exactly the shadow which the prima godim had before that it's mutter. Yeah, watch this. Prima Godim asks this kasha. What do you answer? Shani Asam, the tam anigash ben amino rubo shel heter. What does that mean? Even Rabbi Yehuda min b'mino lo batul mikomakom heyos veha isur ein b'kocho lahatim. And the heter can be matim. Yeah. Tam hamurgash misyaches laheter v'lo l'isur. We attribute the tam to the heter which could do it by itself, not to the iser which could not. It's like a zeyachol v'zeyachol. Chol sfeka shel prima godim rak b'ofen shegam haheter ein yachol lahatim levado. Neither can do it. Rak b'emtzos ha'hitzer does yeshlom with the heter ma'ores iser hatam avrugish misyachas gam l'iser. So therefore, he's mesulpik about this here in this in the prima godim that's what he says. A serious question. So now, Rabosai, this is all very, very important. I quote a whole bunch of Gemaras and Avodah Zarah, which I cannot go into right now. I just can't do it. But there are arayas that we can, should be makel in the shadow. I'm going to assume that's the truth. I'm going to assume it's the truth that it can be makel in this kind of situation. Without going into any more problems. One more thing I have to tell you, which is as follows. Haraj Balomad. It's chof. We didn't salik. Shenemel Rabbi Yehuda. Gal nefi chachamim. As we spoke so much time this week. Shem nisarev isa b'mino v'she'en amino. U'v'mino yesh rov k'il levatlo. V'en amino ein shir k'il levatlo. Arminan. Salik es she'en amino k'mi she'eno. U'mino rabo levatlo. I'm a rabbonin. You require 60. Also in mino. One second. Gam b'mino. Nafkamina bin Nishbach Iga Safik Ulai Hoya Shishin Bukhala Tarovas the Rabban Efshal the Hokel and the Mashal and the Shach say it's wrong and the Taz said it's right and they like it very much because what I called in our language Tam Ki Iker Mamsh. I like that expression. I think it's an excellent expression. I'm going to stick with it. Tam Ki Iker Mamsh. That's what it says. Now, let's go a little bit further in this Nakuda. Watch this. One second. Take a look over here. They hold, as I said before, at the Taz that the Rashba is right and the Taz is right. Are you taste it? Yeah? Yeah? Hari also tam murka meisa v'heter v'rubo shel heter tam ki ikka mamish v'reim osam tam meho yinim tzom b'fnei atzim b'kli v'yim mutim en ha-toro kei v'jirat v'rubo shel heter im kein gam b'kshem b'luim b'davar acher u'murkash tamom ish la-hater de'en amino u'rak b'kli sh'atam yinim tzom b'socho. And the Chazish goes further than that. The Rashba didn't have to quote a Gemara. Why? Because the Salik, look at this beautiful expression, the Salik, you know what the Salik means? Salik is Mino, Salik is Shein Mino. The Salik shall a Rashba who Yosef Poshut me a Salik shall mevur be Gemara. The big Gemara is Chiddush. What's the Chiddush in the Gemara? The Chiddush in the Gemara is Shareitam o'Isur Murgash b'emtzo'usa b'emtzo'usa heter
for your makul lomar that had the ma'ores iser, as we saw before a few minutes ago. Prima got him suffek. You could have said that. So the Gemara is telling you, no, it's not true, as we saw. Hashenken b'tziyu shal Rashba, who didn't push it. Shaisa batal b'rov ha'heter, end quote of the Chazon Ish. It's push it. Oh. So he wants to make the following suggestion. What about the saga of Rabbi Yehuda? Be'ina and tchila. What does tchila mean? The Rambam says, when do we say salik? In the case of the Gemara. Salik es mino kimisheino, the eino mino rabbal of mavatlo only works if the eino mino came first. That's called tchila. But in the case of Shah of Shulchan Aruch right over here in front of us, Simon Sadi Ches, he wants to suggest, but siya shal Rashba lo bina tchila. Afim nafal ha-mino shal heta lebesof. After already mixed in with a suffix shishim of eino mino, yesh lahatir. Look at that. Yesh lahatir. He says, look here. Primogodim is a taz, is mashma, even the stock of the Rashbi in itchila. Can't be. Primogodim, as the Rambam holds, salek, you require tchila. But over here, you only need tchila. Doesn't matter, the order is irrelevant. This is a very important nakuda over here. Very, very important nakuda. An important nakuda. Oh. Now, let's discuss the din of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shach screams and yells that the Shulchan Aruch is wrong. Does it mean it's always wrong? The Shulchan always wrong? Or maybe in a certain case where the Shulchan Aruch is right. Give me a second to see if I can find something. He wants to know, what's the Chiddush of Salik? It's a Chiddush. Misakan esmino shel heter. Kamisha Eno, Kamash Maktas, Shabbai Cholik al Dinze. Tosis is a beferish. Abai August Salik. I said, Din Poshut. Afamino shall heter, Eno Yochel Levatel Esa Yisr, Kabim Amino Lobotel, but nonetheless, Eno Mino, Yivat Lenu. What's the Chiddush over here? What's the Chiddush over here? My Duatzar was Salik, Esmino, Kami, Sheino. Says, no. Mesvaykin is like the prima garden. Me'achav et tam abosar ha-murgash bi-yirokas. Murka. What's murka mean? It's combined. It's combined. Keep this in mind, that word. Me'tam abolol me'heter v'yisr. V'heter en b'kochol levat les yisr. M'ken atam esyachas gam li'yisr. Attribute it to both. V'afil ba'ofen she'heter hu har b'yosim yisr. V'yesh b'kochol levat lahatim. Gam k'nei amokon lomar. The Machar Rabbi Yehuda mimimina lo batal v'yesh tutoch hatam gam goreim shal iser hatam es yachas gam elav. So you might have said, Rabbi Osai, that in the case of the Gemara of Alek, it should be absolutely prohibited. Should be absolutely prohibited. On the other hand, Rabbi Osai, you can say the other way around. The Hepech, av k'she'ein b'yirokos levad shir levad les tam abosar. Shalisir, it should sarif aleim as a mina boss, shalheter. To meacha vitamisa mispashit and mispazer gamemino shalheter. Yeshloma da hakol mitstar levatles at tamaisir. Shlo yeser say rakas. The tama boss on murgish be rakas who racked the seer of tamaisir. You could have said either direction. Uleze chidish lana rava. Tarmin and salik who came pshara ben beis at stodish in his barrel yell. V'tamino shel heter enem etzar v'lo liyisr v'lo leheter harihu kamisha eno. It's considered to be like a nothing. It's considered to be like a nothing. That's a tremendous chiddush of Osai. It's a tremendous chiddush of Salek. It's like is a chiddush. You wouldn't have said it on our own. Rabbosai, before we finish with this, one more thing. I open your Shulchan Aruch again, one final time, to take a look in the Prima Garden. Prima Garden, Rabbosai, a Prima Garden. Rabbi Kivega, we got to look at the classical Sfarim for one more time. Take a look. Prima Garden is talking about on the Shach, Sivkotten, Ches. Ayin Shach So what's bothering the Prima Garden? We pass in Chaticha Nasa Nevelim. Okay, this we know. So he wants to know what came first. What came first over here? That's the problem. What fell in first? We're not exactly sure what came in first. Prima Gadim says, if you cook min bimino by itself, and the majority is heter, and then it got mixed in, the Shach agrees that it's muta midaraisa. Why? Because it's already batel berov. Take a look over here in the Mishpat Zov Sivkot Hay. Vehine, it's about 10 lines down. Everyone look inside, you have to see it inside. Mishpat Zov Hay, Vehine. Hadinechlak l'shlosh adrochim. Haderech ha'achas. In Bishol min bimino isur v'heter v'yesh rov v'heter. V'chakach nafal eno mino heter l'tocho. Kule alma modim. Even the Marshal and the Shach will agree that it's battle b'daraisa akol shari. Kevin t'kvon is battle b'kodim v'nasa heter gomur. That's on one extreme. On the other extreme, im nafal ha'isur v'eno mino v'chakach nafal mino de'heter. Afataz mode the yasser koshlo noda shayashishim, because why? Because it was already chaticha nasa nevela. It's going to be yasser for sure. So here the taz is going to agree. So the question becomes: when is there a dispute? Keep ligi nafahet lein amino achakach nafal isur l'shama bevasachas. Period. This is what it says in the svar. But the fact that Prima Gadim v'yesh liros, amai ben nafal min ha'isur tchila le'en omino nasa nevela. This is quoted from the Taz. Uma bekach kevan da'ata nafal mino dehet rov sov lek isur Torah achshav v'svaros harashba v'nasa nevela b'shar isurin hava medrabanan u'sveika l'kula. So why does the Taz say the isur fell in first? And now there's a doubt. Nishbach. We're machmir. Why? Chanan b'shari surim is only midirabanan. We know this. Chanan b'shari surim is only midirabanan. That's a good kasha. Says Rabbi Kivega, before we go any further. You see that little hay there? So Rabbi Kivega. Do you have this? Oh. The greeners probably don't have this. Is Rabbi Kivega in bold print, which is not found in the green Shulchan Aruch. Do you have anyone? I'm going to read it to you verbatim. Hod lo nichle letaretz kevan da safek hu bidoraisa mitchila. Originally the shaila is, Rabbosai, listen carefully. Originally the shaila is when this Isur fell into the heter of Ein Amino. Whether it's batel b'shishim or not. V'ayadei gilgul ha'ba d'rabbanon. What do you mean Gilgul? Now that the Mino fell in later on, it became a Shalab Adirabana. Lo Aminan Sveka Adirabana Lakula, as he himself says in Sivkot Ches. What do you mean this Galga? Rabbosai, if something starts off as a Shalab Adirais of the Chumra, we have to be mapped, even though some new development arose which lowers the stakes to Adirabana, because the Sufik remains the original Sufik, which is called Nizgalgel. So why did the Prima Gadim say this gagal over here? Says the Rebbe Kivega, Hainu, Dimnafel b'mino l'socho kol mishen nishbach. The second item of mino fell in before the item spilled out. Imkein lo hoyo ha'sofik b'doraisa me'olam. It was never sofik b'doraisa. Why? The kodem shenishbach lo hoyo sham sofik. Just
Omer levarer, get someone to taste it, and or measure it. Anan aminon, hashta dehoya shishim, flohoya sava deraisa meolam, kei nire. I both say if you, you should get a real good shulchan aruch, which has a pivegim, who comments on this prima gadim. Very, very, very important. So you know what he says? An amazing answer. You're not going to believe it. Look at the prima gadim's answer. Look what he says. Ulai kegam l'ros hataz lahatir kevin deyesh omrim chaticha nas nevela b'shari surin havem in haTorah. Unbelievable. This is a das yochid. Das yochid. But the Taz apparently is counting in this das yochid and not wanting to be mekel in this shayla, even though it's based on Chanan. And Chanan is the Rabbanan. Well, there's some who hold that Chanan is actually a Doraisa. Our final point for today is a quick look over here in this beautiful sefer. Just one more look, and then we have to stop. And tomorrow, Mr. Shem, we start regular time, 10:45. And tomorrow, Bli Neder, we're going to finish in Yonah. So I hope, again, Sunday, I hope to have Numa Makomas. Bli Neder, I hope so. I hope so. Look at this. Oh, I missed it. Sorry. Kosev Chazanish, b'mokom shemekilim al atarovas machmas sofik. All these cases of here in Siman Tzadik Hesed Beis, hakli tzarech hagola. Why? That's a shach. The nechshav davar sheish lo matirin, shef shev hagola. And even the Rashbu says to hagola, it's not considered sheish lo matirin. When is that case? When it's arev kli ben akelim. This happens all the time. You get one spoon mixed with five other spoons. So we say it's a big pain in the neck. Should tzorach lahagel kelim rabim. Ah, it's a hassle. I'm a b'kli echad. Should belua bo suffik iser. Gam a rash b'mode. Lo nechsheves ha'agolo lehefsid. You have to wait 24 hours at least. As we pass it, you go ha'agolo. Min b'mino v'nishpach suffik shishim. The tavshel is mutter. Bar ha'agolo. Says it, we begin a sefer. Divrich ha'zanish ma'od mechudoshim. The b'chol ha'rishonim shekilu. Benishbach and Tom Kika the Rabban and the Chaim Bimino Lo Matzino Shiatzrichu LaHagalas Hakelim. Never heard of this thing. Somebody who ever heard of this thing? Someone should have said so. I would have said Heyois VaHatavshel Mutter. We pass in the Tavshel is permissible. Gam Hakelim Mutarim. Di'ev Shol LaHafrid as Din Hakelim Midin HaTavshel. And by the Tavshel we passakto LeHeter because why? Sveka the Rabbanon. Yesh lahatir gamez hakelim shemishtamish bem afshem hakelim is galgel lios dina shodavish lematirin. Rabbo says here you're going to see inside Rabbi Yisroel and Rabbi Kivega, which you didn't see if you had the green shulchan aruch. You'll see it in print right now. The flip of what I just read from Rabbi Kivega. Ein shekasu aposkin shemay de gilgul hofech lios midina doraisa lina de rabbanon lo mekilim de svegas. That's the chumra which you saw in Rabbi Kivega. Who are then the hepech? Am I the Gilgal Hofech, the Ostavish of Atirin? Lo machmirim bezeh. Railakach, the Choltarov, the Shabbatlo, Madualo Nachmolestis, Kolakelin, Ishtamatirin Bagol. Do you believe it? It's Butlin 100. Let's call the Kli, Ishtamatirin. Benay, the Bahagola Gamkein, I had the Machmas Bittle Barov, of Madualo Natsuk, the Hashes, the Kelim, Mesli Es, was Mutabalo Bittle Barov, Umuchak, the Moshka Safti. Taninu ala tavshil, and my tavshil mutter, gam hakelim utari, my bosai. Very beautiful idea. In a lot of time with this beautiful sefer, he's summarized things so clearly. We'll have to stop here, we're out of time. Then tomorrow, we'll try to finish up these in Yonah Bulin Eder. And hopefully on Sunday, we'll start the next sugya, speciale v'shma.